Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Suddenly, the flame of the single candle wavered, sank, flickered, and went out. Beethoven paused, and I threw open the shutters, admitting a flood of brilliant moonlight, which fell strongest upon the player. The chain of his ideas seemed to have broken by the accident. His head dropped upon his breast, his hands rested upon his knees, he seemed absorbed in deep thought. He remained thus for some time. At length, the young shoemaker rose and approached him, eagerly yet reverently. "Wonderful man," he said in a low tone. "Who and what are you?" "Listen," said Beethoven, and he played the opening bars of the sonata in F. A cry of delight and recognition burst from them both, and exclaiming, "Then you are Beethoven," they covered his hands with tears and kisses. He rose to go, but we held him back with entreaties. "Play to us once more, only once more." He suffered himself to be led back to the instrument. The moon shone brightly in through the window and lighted up his glorious, rugged head and massive figure. "I will improvise a sonata to the moonlight," said he, looking up thoughtfully to the sky and stars. Then his hands dropped on the keys, and he began playing a sad and infinitely lovely movement, which crept gently over the instrument like the calm flow of moonlight over the dark earth. This was followed by a wild elfin passage in triple time, a sort of grotesque interlude, like the dance of sprites upon the lawn. Then came a swift, breathless, hurrying, trembling movement, descriptive of flight and uncertainty and vague, impulsive terror, which carried us away on its rustling wing and left us all in emotion and wonder. This is the origin of that moonlight sonata with which we are all so fondly acquainted.